Hey everyone, Dr. Kevin Elko with this Championship Monday at Dangerous Life. I had a college professor. I loved him. He used to say this to us as students all the time. There's no such thing as a boring topic. Only boring people. Ooh. I used to talk so much to teachers, and we'd go in the faculty lounge when I taught, and they'd go, I'm so tired of hearing these students say to me, I'm bored. I thought, well, maybe you should be a little more exciting as a teacher, but I'm bored. I used to think, does the kid have any ownership in I'm bored? You probably heard your kids say that. Mommy, Daddy, I'm bored. What am I supposed to do, jumping jacks? I'm supposed to be the one that entertains you? So many coaches have had a list of players, and their athletes say, this is boring. Like the coach is supposed to make everything exciting. Well, these days, and I think it's a result of a number of things, but especially what we've gone through with the pandemic, I feel like we're all saying to God, I'm bored. To the world, I'm bored. Like, there's something bigger than us that's supposed to make life exciting. I think my professor is right. But I think we've gotten a bit bored and want to blame something beside ourselves. We have become great judges of others because we're bored with our own life. Never been better lawyers for ourselves. When we pray for a safe life. Why don't you pray for a dangerous life, a challenged life, an exciting life? But we want it safe. As to say, God, please make everything safe and protect me. God, I appreciate the protection, but let's go do something outrageous and fun. Leo Tolstoy's book, The Death of Ivan Ilyich, starts out with a great line. It said, Ivan Ilyich's life was a safe and secure one. Therefore, it was the most awful of lives. I can't talk or speak for you. And I know we've been safe and secure, and we need to be safe and secure. But I don't want to live an awful life. I want to be like Caleb in the Bible when he said to God, 80 years old, give me a mountain to climb. And I heard a theologian say, there's nothing as intoxicating, even more intoxicating than sparkling wine, than possibilities. Armageddon is a universe out there. It has a trillion stars in it. A trillion. I mean, the sun is a star, a trillion of them. That's how our God thinks. That's how exciting the Creator is. And it said, God made man in his own image. Well, think in the image then of God. Go big. Go deep. Go supreme. Quit being the kid saying to the teacher, as an adult, quit being the child of God saying to God, I'm bored. Say to yourself, I'm going to do something exciting. Because I want to tell you who contacted me this morning and told me they are bored. Your guardian angel. There's no overachievers, only underestimators. Don't be an overachiever. Go be an overbeliever. The time is now. The tide is turning. If you want to be happy, set big goals. Set your thoughts to the outer limits. Get your energy all the way up and go after them with a singleness of purpose. And let's shake off this boredom and replace it with a dangerous life. And then, as we say in Tuscaloosa, go to all those bored people around you and go, match me. I start my jog every day and I pray, Lord, please keep my children safe. I'm going to add something. I'm going, Lord, please keep my children safe. But let today be dangerous. Let me throw deep. Let me do a cab and climb that mountain. Let me be an overbeliever. It's time to get rid of this safe boredom thing and go to this dangerous, even surprising myself with the power of incredible moments thing. God bless. God's favor. Roll Tide.